morning, Kelwyn.
Good morning, Kim.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, here we are on a Monday.
Yeah, back into it for a brand new week.
That's it.
Now, we've been doing lots of chats and I've been really enjoying them and I've been learning a lot and a lot of it is staying in my brain and I hope that that is happening for all the other residents that have been listening to our tips and our myth-busting.
Absolutely. I do too, Kim. And I think they've been shared on social media. Not only have you been posting them on your blog, but the RFS and various brigades across the state have been posting all of this information on their social medias. And it's all available on our website. So if people can recall maybe a conversation we've had and they want some further information, just head to the RFS website or to the myfireplan.com.au to do some fact checking.
And yeah, all the interviews that we've been doing, they're all on my podcast page and you can just listen to them at your leisure.
Great.
So today we're going to bust a myth. If there is a fire, Kelwyn, in my area, I will be told when to leave.
Yeah, this is a really good one, Kim. And what we need to think about is, and what we saw last season, is that fires can be really unpredictable and they're obviously very dangerous. So you may get an emergency alert message, but you also may not get one in time. And it really depends on where the fire starts in proximity to life and property. So if a fire starts in a remote location where it's not going to impact life and property, there will be time to get these messages out to you. Mm-hmm. And if we're aware of the forthcoming bad weather, mm-hmm. etc., we might work in and decide to door knock an area to make sure people are aware that there could be potential impact in a day or so. But if a fire starts really close to life and property and it's a bad day, hot, dry, windy, there might be absolutely no time to get a message out. That doesn't mean we won't still ring the radio stations and send those alerts, but literally when you get it, the fire might be on your doorstep. And that's why it's really important for people to have their individual bushfire survival plans. And when we talk through that, it's about having that discussion with your family, preparing your home, which I think we've covered on a lot of occasions. And then there's a few things we need to know. So we need to know about the fire danger ratings. So the higher the fire danger rating, the more risk that there is and the more hard it will be or the more challenging it will be for our brigades to suppress a fire on those days. And we also need to know about the alert levels, which we're actually going to talk about next week in further detail. But it's really important that people think about what their own triggers are in their bushfire survival plan. So if you've got pets and children or elderly people you care for that you need to corral in an emergency situation, then you might need a little bit more time. And if a fire starts right near your property and is at emergency warning straight away, there might be no opportunity for you to relocate. So you need to look at these triggers and what they are for you and think about how much time you'll need to either put your plan into place to defend your property or to relocate to a safer location.
Mm. And, you know, I guess have that responsibility within yourself to know that even though the RFS wants to help you, there just may not literally be time or resources either, depending on what's going on.
Absolutely, Kim. And it's really important to note that the fire agencies, we put all of this information out there. So each day during the bushfire danger period, I know you announce it on air what the mm-hmm, fire danger sure do. Rating is for the day.
Yep.
So we need our community to be checking into that information. So information is only good if you go and find it. So each day over the bushfire danger period, make sure you know what the fire danger ratings are. Forward plan and have a look a couple of days to see if there's any any pockets of bad weather coming. And then make some decisions. And especially if you live in bushfire prone land or further away from a built up area. And on those bad days, when the fire danger rating is higher, so in the extreme and severe, perhaps that's a really great day to head into town to do your grocery shopping or catch a movie and visit some friends. So you're away from an area that where a fire could potentially start. So it's about having those considerations about the potential, not just waiting for when there is actually a fire.
Excellent. Well, we're going to talk again tomorrow. We're going to give another tip tomorrow. So is that going to be about alerts tomorrow?
Yeah, so this is part of our know that we need for our bushfire survival planning, and we're going to talk through the alerts that are assigned every time there's a fire.
Look forward to that. See you tomorrow, Kelwyn.
Thanks, Kim.